like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. Here at Trinity United Methodist Church, we strive to be Christ's hands, feet, and heart in our community. We also invite you to join us Sunday mornings for worship service at 10 a.m. You can also watch our worship service and our Spirit 23 devotions on YouTube. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.deb.tumcseymour.org. And let us enjoy special music from Proof.
Great big good morning to everybody out here.
Morning.
Before Mark and I sit a beautiful group of people, congratulations to the confirmands today. I haven't said that word too many times in my life. The confirmands. I might even be butchering it right now. But congratulations nonetheless. And thank you, Georgianne, for playing for us today.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo!
Mark and I, a.k.a. Proof, have a song picked out for you that's got a real fancy title, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry. Really, it should be called I Got You, because it's written from God to us, and especially from God to the confirmands today. And He just says, no matter where you are in life, I got you. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. I was there when you were but a child with a faith to suit you well. In a blaze of light you wandered off to find where demons dwell. When you heard the wonder of the word, I was there to cheer you on. You were raised to praise the living Lord, to whom you now belong. If you find someone to share your time, and you join your hearts as one, I'll be there to make your verses rhyme from dusk till rising sun. In the middle ages of your life, not too old, no longer young, I'll be there to guide you through the night, complete what I've begun. When the evening gently closes in, and you shut your weary eyes, I'll be there as I have always been, with just one more surprise. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were confirmed to see your life unfold.
That's a promise from this entire congregation that we will be there to see your lives unfold. Our scripture reading this morning is from Mark 4, 26 through 34. Two parables. The first one is the parable of the growing seed. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. a man scatters his seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, and then the head, and then it becomes a full-grown kernel. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts a sickle to it, because the harvest has come. The second parable, the parable of the mustard seed. Y'all have heard that? That we only need faith as small as a little bitty tiny mustard seed. Again he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows to be 10 foot tall, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. We'd probably call that riddles, wouldn't we? Then he uses riddles to speak to us in. But when we ask the Holy Spirit to help us translate the word of God, it begins to make more sense, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. The word of God for the people of God. For the past several months, we have been learning about our faith. We've been learning about other faiths. We have visited a Buddhist temple. We have visited a Jewish synagogue. We visited Father Dan over at St. Ambrose, and we went to Outcry, a huge, huge worship session. All of those were just a little bit different than our church, weren't they? But we have also spent time learning about our faith, learning about the Bible, learning about Jesus Christ, learning about what it means to be United Methodist. We have learned to speak forth our faith, to articulate our faith, because there are no grandchildren or children in heaven. You have to own your own faith. As I mentioned yesterday, a lot of you were baptized as infants, and your parents took vows that they would raise you in the faith, that they would pray with you, that they would guide you, that they would take you to church. Today, we own our own faith. Today, we take vows and become full members of the church. Before I go any further, let's give these confirmands a hand. I am so proud of these guys. Those of us in the church can be especially good at being busy Christians rather than faithful Christians. You know, you've all seen Pastor run around like she's a chicken without her head on, doing all this work for God, but not spending time alone, one-on-one with God, that will increase our faith. And we have learned the importance of spending that time with God. We have learned the importance of spending that time in the Holy Word in order to strengthen us. Faith is the basis of all that we are about as Christians. After all, it's no accident that we call it the Christian faith rather than the Christian religion. Religion simply is a set of traditions that we practice over and over again. It is our faith in God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit that gets us through all of the rough times in our lives. Faith and belief are often used interchangeably. People use it as if it were one word, but it is not one word. Belief has to do with agreeing that something is or is not true, is or is not real. Is Jesus real? That's right. That's right. We believe the earth is round. But I would stand to reason that many of you have been on a spaceship above the earth, looking down on the earth to see whether or not it's round. Have you? But you have seen pictures, right? Science class, you've seen all kinds of pictures that somebody's taken, and we believe them. And we believe that the earth is round. Faith is closer to the word trust or the word reliance. If you're going to rely on something, you're going to have to trust it. If you're going to stand upon this floor, you're going to have to trust that it will hold your weight, that you're not going to fall through a hole in it. If you are going to base your faith in Jesus Christ, you have to know and rely upon Jesus Christ to get you through your life, right? So faith is a little more about trust, a little more about reliance. It's like this. If I tell you that an airplane can fly, those are only words until you get on the airplane and that great big thing takes off and goes up into the air. Then you know for a fact that it can fly, right? You might believe that it can fly before you get on it. But once you get on it, you can trust and rely that it can indeed fly. I know that it's hard to explain the difference between faith and belief. We believe a lot of things, but we only have faith in a few things. We only rely upon and trust in a few things. Do you trust that your parents will take care of you, that they'll feed you, that they'll keep a roof over your head? Do you trust that no matter what happens in this world, that Jesus got you, Jimmy and Mark sang, Jesus has got you as your life unfolds? We can see in this message of the gospel lesson from Mark a pair of teachings. The first pair is called the parable of the growing seed, and the second the parable of the mustard seed. While these parables are different, they are also similar. Both parables talk about the coming of the kingdom of God. They talk about Jesus' life and ministry. And they talk about people who have the ability through faith to see, to trust, to rely upon what the Bible says, to rely upon Jesus Christ. The parable of the growing seed stresses the mysterious nature of God's realm. The seed grows mysteriously during the night. The farmer does not know how. It's kind of like, you know, when there's a long winter and there's snow outside that covers up all of the grass. And then all of a sudden, one day you look and that grass is all green. I don't know that we really noticed that the snow melted, the grass became brown and then yellow, And then it became a lush green color. We usually notice there's snow. Then we notice that there is a beautiful green lawn out there. But it takes a little bit of time for that to grow and become that way, the same as your faith. It takes a little bit of time for you to rely upon and trust in God. Faith is like the label on a bottle of medicine that says, shake well. When you really have faith is when your life gets turned upside down and you learn to trust and believe that God is going to take care of you no matter what is happening in your life. The mustard seed that Jesus is talking about is a little tiny, tiny, less than my fingernail, tiny, tiny seed. But yet it grows to be 10 foot tall. And it is the shelter that the birds seek shelter in. So if you have faith, just a little tiny bit of faith, the Bible says you can tell a mountain to move, that you can overcome almost anything if you have faith and trust and belief in our God. Do you believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Jesus meant for this parable to be a word of encouragement. That is the way that most of us take it. It is a comfort to know, to really know, that we don't have to have much faith at all. Just the right kind of faith, a genuine faith. Y'all have heard me say it. There are no grandchildren in heaven. We cannot rely upon our parents' or our grandparents' faith because it won't sustain us when the hard times come in life. That's why we had to go through the last couple of months and learn what faith is so that when the rough times and the storms in life come, we can rely upon our own faith. I have no doubt that each and every one of you will exceed our expectations. Jesus was talking about a genuine faith, a faith like that of these young people here. I know Tony Ann and Taylor were blown away. And when we got on a webinar for Growing Young, a program that our church is about to embark on, they were all surprised at the answers that our youth gave. Those answers were powerful. They were deep. They were thought out. And I have no doubt that each and every one of you will exceed our expectations that we have of you. When I was in seminary, there was a prominent educator named James Fowler that said the difference between inherited faith, the faith that our parents passed down to us. You know, when you were real little and your parents would tell you something and you believed it just because mommy and daddy said it. That's an inherited faith. The faith that you have learned to sort out for yourself is owning your own faith. How about being asked to pray publicly? How y'all doing with that? Not so good yet. Kind of still terrifies us, don't it? But there are some people that it doesn't bother at all. Doesn't bother Chad. I think Greg gets a little nervous, but he can do it. I've been calling on a whole lot of people in this church and saying, you, pray. Tony Ann prayed at that outcry with people she didn't even know. That is a way of us showing our faith. What happens when one of your friends is going through something difficult? Their parents are getting divorced. There's a death in the family. You can share your faith by letting them know how Jesus got you through something, by praying with them one-on-one. Is that a little less scary? Praying with them one-on-one? I think so. Sometimes God does seem to take our little tiny bit of faith and work mighty miracles with it. And sometimes those things don't work out the way we want. Have you ever prayed for somebody to be healed? Who's prayed for somebody to be healed? Who's prayed for somebody to be healed and they were healed? Who's prayed for somebody to be healed and they died? To me, that's the ultimate healing. To me, God is calling them home for the ultimate healing. Do we still have faith and belief and trust in God even when we pray and things don't turn out the way we want? What would our faith be if we didn't trust God when things did not go the way we want? When everything's going the way we want, it's easy to believe, isn't it? It's easy to have faith. It just doesn't have to be life and death situations. It happens every time somebody takes on a job in the church. Let's see the hands of the people that have taken on a job in our church, whether it's on the committee, whether it's using that camera back there, whether it's up there, whether it's playing the piano. You have to have a little bit of liturgist, most definitely. That's kind of terrifying. Y'all want to get up here and do what Kathy's doing? You will someday. Watch me. You have to have a little bit of faith and trust in God when you take on those jobs in the church. But He is going to give you the wisdom. And you know what? The ability comes with it afterwards. He calls us, then He equips us. In other words, He asks us. Then He makes us ready to be able to do that. So I ask you once more, how much faith is enough faith? Little tiny bit. But it has to be the right kind of faith. It has to be genuine faith. It has to be your faith. It can't be the faith of your parents. It has to be your own faith that you are relying upon. One day when you least expect it, the strength of your own faith is going to surprise you. And it's going to surprise others around you. Like a blossom that pops up out of the ground after a long winter and shows its beautiful colors to the world. That's how I envision each and every one of you. We're going to sing a song next. We don't usually stand for the response, but I'm going to ask you guys to stand for this one. This song is something that Paula taught me up in jail, and she taught those ladies that as well, to trust in God, to be assured of God's presence. And it says, I called on you and you answered, and that is why I trust you. So please stand and join me in singing our song of response.
Time after time.
said,